哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
一直想到回教会来，因为我女儿就住在
这里。I was always thinking about you. My daughter lives right around here.
但是几次好像都没有能够成行。
But tonight I had no opportunity to come.
包括这一次，我想来。
Even this time, I almost cannot make it.
但是就在已经都安排好了，我也祷告了。
When everything was already designed, I also prayed for it.
神也给我话语。
And I also got help something for me to say.
可是就在那一天我就晕倒了。
And a couple of days ago, I passed out on Monday.
结果去医院检查，到医生那边去检查。
After the examination in the hospital,
结果发现我的心跳130下。
I have a heartbeat of 130.
结果医生用超音波一测，他说不是130，是280。
哇！
所以根本打不上血。
So this is a big problem. I was not going to come.
但是在祷告以后感觉到，居然答应了，为神做还是要做。
But after I pray, I know I can come here.
所以礼拜五我就让我的女婿就把我先接到这里。
So I was here on Friday night.
两天的休息，我想应该没有问题。
I got 2 days of rest.
感谢主哈，让我们真的是再一次，好像每一个地方都是回到家的感觉。
Everywhere I go, I feel I'm coming back home.
那我们每一个人在家里面都有自己的一份工作。
Everyone in home has his own task to do.
也许很多的弟兄觉得我们做老爷子在家里面不要做事。
Some people might think he's a big guy, doesn't have to do anything.
但是不要忘了，他还是要做一件很重要的事情。
But even he got to do something important.
就是要赚钱养家。
He earn money to support a house.
那当然，做祖父的，是做那个太太的，做儿女的，甚至于说做这个媳妇的都要，每一个人都有一份本分的工作。
Yeah, even if you have children, grandparents, in-laws, everybody have a chore in at home.
这才有家的感觉。
That's what makes a family.
但是今天我们说教会是神的家。
Then we say the church is God's family.
那我们在家里该做什么？
What is our work here?
我们是等候别人来伺候我吗？
Are we waiting for other people to serve us?
还是说我有什么事情要做？
Although there is something that you can do.
所以今天我在祷告里面，神给我的一个题目是神啊。我能做什么？
That's why my topic today is God, what do you want me to do?
经文就是圣经给我的经文，就是刚才我们读的约书亚记一章六到九节。
My scripture is from book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 5 to 6.
那今年一开始在我们教会正好就是查这个查经的时候就查约书亚记。
We were studying the book of Joshua in our church this year.
所以当我每一次再重新读这个圣经的时候，都有很深的感触。
Every time I read this scripture, I was touched anew.
那我们再来读一段这段圣经，好吧？就用我们的心看到这个经，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
来，请。
你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使耶和华一定承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你们无论到哪去都可以以信你。这律法书不是离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道就必亨通。凡事顺利，我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当常常壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
当我们读这段圣经的时候，你会发现约书亚是个什么样的人。
When you read this section of scripture, who do you think Joshua is?
我们在前面看，就说约书亚是一个信心很坚强的人。
we know from before that Joshua is a man of great faith.
因为他还年轻的时候，四十年前，他去这个迦南去做探子的时候。
When he was a spy, 40 years ago, he was a brave young man.
然后他回来的时候，大有信心说那个地方是神要赐给他们的地方。
Like then he told his people that this is the land God had provided for us.
到底他是那样的刚强吗？
Is he still that strong?
没有，那个时候是摩西在带领。
Back then, Moses was the leader.
他只是跟着摩西下面做事的人。
He was a servant to Moses.
我们中国人常讲一句话，天塌下来怎么样？摩西的，跟他没关系。
When something big happens, there's always Moses there.
所以他好像很大的，好像很刚强。
He seemed like he was very brave.
可是当他要带领以色列人进迦南的时候
，Now is his turn to lead the Jewish nation into the promised land.
这一节圣经告诉我们，神一再的提醒他，你要怎么样？
刚强，壮大。
He has scripture remind you to be courageous and be brave.
为什么提醒？ So, 为什么提醒他要刚强壮胆？表示他怎么样？表示他有害怕，表示他软弱嘛，才提醒他嘛，要不然干嘛要提醒他？一再提醒他一次两次的，叫他刚强壮胆。
When the scripture reminds him to be strong and courageous, because he was in fact afraid.
说当我们在服侍的初期的时候，有时候都有点胆怯。
When we begin to serve the Lord, we always experience fear.
不知道我们该怎么做。
We don't know what we should do.
也不知道我们要做什么。
And what are the things that God wants us to do?
所以我们就从这段圣经，我们来看看约书亚，他这在约书亚记里面，他这一生服侍的一个约书亚的侍奉。
We want to learn from Joshua's service to God.
我们再读一段圣经，在约书亚记第一章十六节，来请
verse 16。
他们回答约书亚说：“你所吩咐我们行的，我们必行。”你所差遣我们去的，我们都必去。
阿们。从这一节圣经里面，我们看到约书亚把神的话宣告给他的百姓的时候，百姓都很顺从。
So, we also learn from that when Joshua gave them command, the Jewish people obeyed him.
所以说，他们很清楚这是一个什么神的一个带领，一个神的呼召。
They realize that this is the leading of God.
说在侍奉的一开始。
That's why on the beginning of our service,
必须要接受神的呼召和差遣。
We must accept God's calling and God's leading.
你像我以前，我还没有刚刚信主的时候。
When I was a new Christian,
我在台湾受的洗。
I was baptized in Taiwan.
结果受洗一年以后
，After 1 year,
神就呼召我，你要去读神学院。
God called me to go to seminary.
那当时我可能要放弃我在世界上将近$10,000一个月的薪水。
Then I realized I had to give up my big salary.
然后全部放弃掉，却是一个很大的挣扎。
It was a big challenge for me.
但是神有这样的呼召。
But God called me to serve.
我们到底要不要听
？Should I obey Him?
也许今天在教会里面，你可以看到很多的地方需要服侍。
Maybe today in the church, you see there are many places that where you can serve.
没有人。
There's nobody there.
就像以赛亚书里面，神讲说，我要呼召人，我能唤起谁呢？呼召谁呢
？In the scripture, God says, "I'm calling. Who can I send?"
好，我们是不是像以赛亚那样讲说，我在这里，请差遣
？Are we like Joshua the?
I say,
Here I am, send me.
还是说我在这里，你差遣他。
I'm here, but send him.
这是一个很大的一个差异性啊！我们要接受神的呼召。
We must accept God's calling.
就当我们接受呼召的时候，我们就知道他所说的话，百姓都服从。
When we accept God's calling, we realize God's people have to obey Him.
百姓不是感受到约书亚有多大的能力
they obey not because they see how great Joshua is
而是感受到在约书亚的身上他能看到神的同在
because in Joshua they can see God's presence
所以就有那种能力赋予他
there's only God's power in him
神居然要你去做神一定赋予你能力
if God wants you to serve God will give you strength
我们常常在这边看讲这一句话就是说这边在座做父母的举手看看，已经做父母的孩子，你们有没有差遣你的 儿女去做一些事情啊。
You say your kids do something.
如果说你说哎，到隔壁去给我买一个面包，你要不要给他钱？要不要？
要。
不但给，还多给一点。
If you say your children do vice versa, you probably give money.
这样的道理，今天神如果呼召你，神差遣你。
In the same way, if God call you,
神必定会给你能力。
God will give you the strength.
所以他这边讲说，让你凡事顺利，他必与你同在。
That God will be with you. That all the things will go well with you.
第三个，当你接受呼召，你去做的时候
，Once you accept God's calling,
你就可以享受到神的那种应许。
You're going to be able to enjoy God's promise.
而且可以享受到神在前面带领你。
You always experience this leading.
以前我是学管理的。
I used to be learning management.
在世界上都很清楚，我们讲什么要生涯规划。
With
生涯life 怎么讲？就是人生计划。
Oh, you have a long-term planning.
Long-term planning.
Yeah, you have a long-term planning. Yeah. A lifetime long-term planning.
我是很会做这个的。
I'm good at long-term planning.
可是当神说要我把世界的工作放下来
when,
去读神学院的时候
，When God called me to attend seminary,
我又不能不从。
I have to obey.
但是我心里面想
，But I was thinking.
我说我如果读完神学院，神一定会怎么安排
？Oh God, provide for me after seminary.
大概会给我一个两三千人的教会去牧会。
Maybe the God will call me to a big church to serve.
让我成为一个很有名的牧师。
Maybe I'll become a famous pastor.
事实却不是这样。
But that's not quite what it will be.
即使不是这样，我能够感受到的是比我想的更好。
Even without that, I actually experienced something greater, better than I thought.
因为我能够享受到神在我生命中所做的应许、预备和带领。
Because I experienced God's presence and I experienced God's leading.
我们再看一段约书亚记。
Joshua again.
一直到后面了，第二十四章十五节。
From chapter 24.
若是你们侍奉耶和华不好不好，今日就可以顺着所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在到那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住在这里亚摩利人的神呢？据我口家，我必定侍奉耶和华。
非常坚决的。
This is very resolute.
他说：“至于我和我家。”
As for me and my household,
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
这个中间你看看，就在约书亚开始服事到他最后。
This is from the beginning of his service to the end of Joshua's service.
为什么会有这么大的一个改变
？Why is this big resolution?
他不但说自己要侍奉
，Not only he want to serve.
他还要他全家侍奉。
He said, "My whole household, we will serve."
甚至于这一句圣经里面解释，可以说我家世世代代都要侍奉耶和华。
My household for generation to come, we will serve.
所以在这一节圣经里面，我们可以看到什么
？What we learn from this scripture?
我们知道，当耶稣亚在这一段侍奉的里面
，in service to God，
第一个，他很彻底的明白，侍奉是对我自己有益。
Joshua realized to serve God is to his own benefit.
所以当我每年到国内去宣教的时候
，When I go back to China to on mission trip，
我们面对的是一些都是已经在教会服事的啊牧者或者是同工。
I run to a lot of Christians who have served long term in the church already.
我常常就问我说，你们觉得服事是什么？侍奉是什么？
So I often ask them, what do you think of what service to God?
很多人答，侍奉就是为神做事啊。
Service to do things for God.
我说那你太小看你的神了。
And maybe you belittle your God a little bit.
我说我们现在神是全能的神，有没有
？Do you know our God is an Almighty God?
全能的神还要你去为他做事
？Does the Almighty God need your help?
你有没有想到这一个道理
？You got to realize that.
那神为什么说还要我们去为他做
？Why does God want you to get involved?
为什么要呼召我们
？Why is he calling you?
你有没有思想到这一个问题？
Have you think of that?
其实，在我的服事里面， 我从耶稣雅记里面看到。
From also from the book of Joshua, I realized.
我跟他们讲说，服事是神给我们最宝贝的机会。
Because God gave us this precious opportunity to serve.
因为唯有在服事里面，你可以去经历神。
Because through service, you experience His presence.
你可以更多的去享受神的能力。
You can enjoy God's strength.
你可以更多的去经历到神的同在。
You can experience His presence with you.
你可以更多的领受神的教诲。
You can accept, learn about God's teaching.
目的是要改变我们的生命。
So in the process of life, it changes.
结果是对谁有利？
So who gets benefit?
好像我们看起来是为神做事。
It seems that we are working for God.
其实不是，是神给我们机会来改变我们的生命。
In fact, God gave us opportunity so He can change us.
所以说，约书亚在这一段服事的过程里面
，So as he served God in his experience，
他很清楚、很清楚的明白
，He clearly understand，
说服事是对他有益的
，To serve God is for his own benefit，
不是劳苦愁烦
，Not because he got to experience a lot of anxiety，
绝对不是重担
，Not a burden for him，
因为主耶稣也说，凡劳苦担重担的人。到我面前来。
Because Jesus said, "Whoever are heavy laden, you can come to me."
我们来到神的家，
come,
来到主耶稣基督的面前。
When we come to Jesus, come to His church.
我们当然一切的重担，神都为我们担了。
God will take all our burdens.
服事绝对不是重担。
Service is not a burden.
而是让我们能够彻底的明白，是能够对我自己是有益的。
So we can totally understand God wants to benefit us.
第二个，他能够确实的经历到侍奉是神的恩典。
Also through service, he can experience God's grace.
我常常在祷告里面讲一句话。
In many times I pray.
我说主啊，感谢你。
I said, Lord, I thank you.
你能从万民中拣选我。
Among,
你的儿女
among all the people you have chosen me to be your children
我相信这句话很多人都有祷告过
I know all of you make the same prayer
我希望你们更进一步的祷告
I want you to pray even further
你从你的儿女中你更拣选我来服侍你
That you, among all your children you pick me to serve you
这是一个特权
This is a privilege
这是一个神的恩典
This is God's grace to you
临到我们身上你应该感觉到是荣耀
You want to be a gratified.
第三个
，thirdly，
他经过服事以后，他完全的相信侍奉是一种荣耀的享受。
Through serving God, you come to believe that serving Him is a glorious enjoyment.
你能够，神是荣耀的。
Because we serve a glorious God.
当我们常常与神同在的时候，你真的是分享到神的那种荣耀在你身上。
When you are with Him all the time, you share in God's glory.
啊，我们不是说哦，看到牧师了哦，好像他的职位高人一等，不是。
Not because the pastor's position was so high.
牧师也是人。
Pastor is also a human.
牧师也会做错事。
They also have sin.
但是，在教会里面，他能够得到弟兄姐妹的一种啊爱护，一种尊敬。
But in the church, they obtain the church congregation's respect.
不是因为他多好。
Not because he is so good.
那是因为他顺从神的呼召，在这个职位上有神与他的同在。
In his submission to God, he shares in God's glory.
所以我们可以看到约书亚在经过这个服事以后
，We see Joshua through his serving God.
他的生命已经慢慢逐渐更大的一个成长跟改变。
His life grows and become more abundant.
那么这也是神要我们。生命改变的一个主要的因素。
This is what also why God wants us to serve Him.
我们看看他生命怎么样的一个改变。
How would Joshua's life change?
他从软弱无能变到刚强壮胆。
Complain, become strong and courageous.
为什么能够这样做
？Why is he able to become that?
很简单，
Very simple.
不再是我。
Is no longer I.
是谁？是神。
But God.
实际上讲说，在我里面的。世界上的都大
because he realized what is within him is greater than all that is in the world.
当你服侍的时候，你感觉到喜乐，从耶和华而来的喜乐是我的什么？力量。
He really experienced that the joy of the Lord is his strength.
说神的恩典在我们身上，他能够把我们的软弱变刚强。
through God, our weakness can turn into God's strength.
是让我们的生命里面有一个最基本的一个改变，不再是我。
So that our life experience a fundamental change is no longer I.
新约也告诉我们，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So that in the New Testament teach us it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
都读过这一节圣经。
You all read this scripture.
但是，亲爱弟兄姐妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
你经历到这个吗？
Have you experienced that?
是基督在你生命里面活着了吗？
Is it Christ living in you?
这是一个很重要的经历。
This is a very experience, an important experience.
唯有这样的经历才能让你生命改变。
Because only with that experience, your life will be changed.
第二个，我们看到圣经里面不只是约书亚。包括摩西也开始在服事的时候，从推辞勉强，一直改变到什么，甘心愿意的接受。
We also see in Joshua, in Moses, from a stage of reluctance and unwillingness to grateful submission.
就是我前面讲的，若不是他亲身经历到这个服事是对我有益的，他怎么会甘心乐意
呢？ If he had not experienced that these services are beneficial to me, how he becomes so willing?
说服侍他能够甘心乐意，一定是对他有益。
Because his willingness from realize that the only service is beneficial to himself.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为不再是为他。
Because not just for God.
这服侍不是为神做，而是为谁？为我。
In the service, we not just work for God, also we receive benefit.
所以他的生命的成长改变，从不再是我，是神。
From not I but God，
一直到不再是为神做，而是为自己做。
Not only just for Him but also for myself。
更重要的，他从一种怀疑不定，一直到他坚定的相信。
Also from a doubtful uncertainty, he grow into a resolute belief。
他不只是自己坚定的相信。
Not only himself，
他也希望他的百姓。他带领的以色列民也坚定相信。
About all the people that he lead, they are all resolutely believe.
他更愿意他的世世代代的后代子孙都相信这件事。
Or even all the household for a generation to come.
因为什么？不在于我。
Because it's no longer just myself.
这是一个生命的境界，他已经进到一个不再有我。
Not just myself.
而是什么呀？为他，我有神。
But only for him.
我们的生命里面，如果说你什么事情都想到为神是
，if you can think of do everything for him，
那我相信你的生命就是丰丰富富。
In fact, from that your life will become abundant。
所以讲侍奉，我们现在讲约书亚的侍奉带来他整个生命的改变。
Joshua's service to God bring a tremendous change to his life。
那侍奉所带来的是。除了刚才讲的那一些果效那些改变以外还有什么样更好的果效
What are the consequences as a result of his service?
第一个 First, 能够去除我们生命中的软弱
It rid of our weakness
除去那种自哀自怨
It get rid of all these complaining
他们说哎呀我不能啊我做不到啊你们这种想法呢
Very often we have this, I cannot do it.
还没有开始走下那一步侍奉的路的时候，先想到我不能。
Before we do anything, we think of our ability.
其实不是说这个不，这是我们人性的一个正常。
This is a very common reaction.
你看，当神要呼召摩西的时候，他说什么？我左口笨舌，我不行。
When God called Moses, but Moses said, I cannot talk.
那种自哀自怨，常常在我们生命里面。受一种负面的表现。
That self pity and self deprecation is very often in our life.
但是当你服侍的时候
，When you come take God's service，
就可以把这种自哀自怨除掉。
You can get rid of all that self pity.
因为什么？我不能。
From I'm not able.
神能。
God can.
Amen.
Amen.
所以常常在我心里面想一句：我不能。
Even though I can, I'm unable.
神能。
But He is able.
我遵从他，我不能神人。
I know God is able.
告诉可以，我不能神人。
Even though I am not able, God is able.
第二个
，secondly，
可以除去那种自暴自弃。
We can get rid of that easily give up.
我常常讲，哎呀， 不行啊，就是啊，就自暴自弃。
I cannot do it.
但是今天在你的服事过程里面
，In your serving to God, service to God,
给你带来的是我不行。
You're going to realize I'm unable.
神行
，A God is able.
因为当你认为你行的时候，你就完蛋了。
When you think that you are able to do it,
神不用那种你认为你行。
God probably don't use people think they are capable.
神要用那种你认为你不行。
God use those who think they are unable.
但是神可以在你生命里面做改变。
Because God can get a change you.
你以为你不行吗？
If you think you're unable,
神行。
God is able.
神是万能的，全能的神。Amen.
He is the Almighty God.
你相信吗？
Do you believe that?
你经历到了吗？
Have you experienced that?
经历到他的全能。
Have you experienced God's strength in you?
从服事中你就更快的来经历了。
Through service, you experience Him.
可以把你那种自暴自弃除掉。
So you can give up that easy, then give up.
而可以让你真正的谦卑下来。
You can come humbly before Him.
因为神说他抵挡骄傲的，赐恩给谦卑的。
Because God said He is against the humble, but raised, He is against the proud, but raised up.
为什么会谦卑？
How can we be humble before Him?
因为当你来到神的面前
，When you come to Him，
你看到自己的渺小
，You see how small you are。
不是我
，It's no longer I。
是神
，It is God。
不是我
，Not me， not I。
是神
，A God。
Amen。当你看到任何的事情不再是用我的观念做出发点
，When you can get Don't see everything from my personal perspective.
而是从神的观念做出发点。
But see from a God-centered perspective.
你很自然而然的就谦卑下
来。Very naturally, you will humble yourself.
说侍奉可以除去我们生命中的一些软弱。
That's why in service we can get rid of many of our personal weakness.
侍奉也可以让我们经历到神大能的丰富。
Service can let us experience God's strength.
因为当你侍奉的时候，你可以更多的经历到神的应许。
In your service, you will experience what God has promised.
因为神怎么样应许
？Whatever He promised.
神是说有就有。
When He say,
命立就立。
Whatever command, He will accomplish.
所以当神呼召你，他说有就有。
When God say, He will accomplish.
他命立就立。
Whatever He command,
他要你做，你就能够做得成。
God want you to do it, it will be done.
能力从哪里来
？The strength. Where does the strength come from?
不是从我
来。It not come from us.
如果你认为能力从我来，我能我行，你做不了。
If you are going to be dependent on your strength, you won't be able to accomplish.
说神要在我们生命中做改变的时候，他让我们在服事里面就相信，他的应许必定成就。
As we serve God, God will change us so that we know His promise.
让你更坚定的相信神的应许。
So you can trust His promise more.
你不但能够相信神的应许，在这个里面你还可以经历到神的供应。
Not only do you experience trust God's promise, you also experience His supply.
当然，以前我们在世界上工作的时候
，while we are working,
赚很多的钱
，we earn money.
那当我去读神学院的时候
，when I was in the seminary.
甚至于我毕业以后
，even after graduate.
师母也离开他的工世界的工作。
Also, my wife is also no longer work.
我们没有收入。
We have no income.
因为我们年纪已经大，有一点退休金嘛。
We do have some retirement fund.
但是在这将近二十年的时间里面
，In all these 20 years,
我们一无所缺。
We have no lack.
包括这个师母一直很期盼的，我要有三栋房子。
My wife wants three houses.
为什么？因为他有三个孩子，他希望给每个孩子留一栋房子。
We have three children. We want to give each one a house.
我们以前甚至于做房子的奴隶。
We were a slave to our house before.
赚钱就是买房子。
We earn to support the house.
结果经济一不景气，房子就卖掉。
As the economic decline, we have to sell the house.
但是这将近二十年来
，For these 20 years,
我们没有收入。没有固定的收入
，without a steady income，
但是神却让我们拥有了三栋房子。
But God allow us to supply three houses。
因为我们要到中国去宣教。
Because we have to go for the mission trip in China。
我们就跟神祷告说：“神啊，我们希望有一个能够在国内能够有一个 安定的地方，让我们宣教完了回来可以洗洗衣服啊，休息一下。
So we pray to God, God, you have to provide a house for us to stay over there in China.
很奇妙的神就让我们在国内，在厦门买了一栋房子。
Wonderfully, why we were able to purchase a house there.
我们买的时候价钱跟现在价钱差到四倍。
And now the price went up four times.
我们在台湾本来有一栋房子是要爬五楼。
We have a fifth story apartment in Taiwan before.
结果爬不动了。
We can't get up there.
年纪大了，因为要背着行李爬不动。
When you have to carry all the luggage back up there.
我们就跟神祷告。
So we pray.
我们是希望一栋有电梯的房子。
Give us a house with elevator.
那个神就给我们买了一栋有电梯的房子。
So we were able to purchase a house with the elevator.
那我们买那栋有电梯的房子，现在也是四倍。
Now the price also went up four times.
我们把原来那栋老房子卖掉。
We sold the old apartment.
刚好买了这两栋房子。
And we were able to purchase two.
这是神的预备，我哪里那么聪明？
This is God's providence for us.
但是在我们服侍的过程里面。
In our service to Him.
一样的。
We have no lack.
神是丰丰富富供应。
God supply all our needs.
让你一无所缺。
So that we have no need.
就像我刚才举那个例子，你让你孩子去做事情，你绝对丰丰富富的，还要多的给他。
As you send your children to do the task, you will get them what they need, more than what they need.
我们是神的孩子。
We are God's children.
他难道不知道吗？
Does God know?
他都清楚。
He knows your need.
他会给你。
He will supply you.
你可以经历到。
You will experience it.
你可以经历到这种供应。
You will experience His surprise.
能让你的生命改变。
And that will change your life.
第三个。
Thirdly.
当你生命改变，你就可以享受与神的同在。
As your life is changed, you will enjoy God's presence.
神要我们无忧无虑。
I want not to be have no anxiety.
神不会让我们辛辛苦苦啊在那边奔波。
God don't want us to be heavy laden.
就是我常常跟弟兄姐妹分享，我说你愿意让你的孩子去做乞丐吗？
Very often I cheer you, my brother, would you want your children to be beggars?
如果有的话，你举手。
Tell me, anyone want your children to be beggars?
我相信没有。
I'm sure none of you.
那我们的神是我在天上的阿爸父。
How about our heavenly Father?
他比我还有能力。
He is more caring than me.
他当然跟他同在，我一无所缺。
We have no need when we are within His presence.
因为在我不能，在神全能。
When I'm unable, He is able.
我做不到。
I cannot do it.
神可以做。
But He will accomplish.
第三个。
The point.
更重要是赐给我们一个更新的生命。
Because God will give us a renewed life.
什么样的一个更新的生命？
What is a renewed life?
所以我常讲，侍奉是干什么？
The servant will help us.
我们一起来练这一句。侍奉是了
解
自己能力的有限。
We realize the limitations of our strength.
因为当你去侍奉的时候，你才知道我能力有限。
When you serve, you realize you are limited.
这个不像在世界的工作。
Not like the work in the world.
世界的工作你可能是为老板做。
You work for your boss.
那你带了一些部署。
You have your subordinate.
那你可以命令他。
You tell them.
他不做，你可以 fire 他。
They don't obey, you fire them.
你有这种权利。
You have that authority.
但在神的家里面。
But in the family of God.
你没有这种权利。
That authority is not there.
我们要彼此的相爱。
We love each other.
要更多的包容。
We put up with each other.
要更多的接纳。
We accept each other.
当你去包容别人、接纳别人的时候。
As you accept each other, as you compromise,
你就更多的了解到自己能力有限。
You realize how limited we are.
就像圣经告诉我们说，
the Bible teaches,
你要看别人比自己怎么样
强。
You view others as better than you.
你说我怎么看他比我强？我怎么看他也不会比我强。
Very often we say we don't see him so great.
那是为什么？
Why is that?
因为我太大。
Because I was big.
当我能够缩下来的时候
When I can humble myself
我看到真的是每一个人都比我强
I see everybody as greater than myself
当你看到每一个人都比你强的时候
When you see others as better than you
神的荣耀就在你身上
God's glory will reveal in you
所以侍奉是为了了解自己的能力有限
So service through service we realize how limited our strength is
其次侍奉是什么？
非常的热心。
我们一起来念，请
看见
侍奉是
看见
圣灵奇妙
的作为。We can see the wonderful working of God's Spirit。
真的，当我觉得我能力有限的时候，神就会差派那个比我能力大的人来帮助我。
When I realize my strength is limited, God will send someone greater than me to help me.
当我们觉得我们能力有限的时候，
When we realize our strength is limited,
圣灵就会赐更多的能力给你。
Holy Spirit will strengthen you.
你认为你不会，
When you think you are unable,
你在神面前祷告，
When you pray to God,
你就可以经历到圣灵能力的降临。
You will experience the strength of the Holy Spirit.
说圣灵的能力在你身上，不是说说的。
The spirit, the strength of the Holy Spirit is just not words.
不是说我相信。
Not because I believe.
而是要你去经历。
So, but you can experience.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你经历到那种能力了吗？
Have you experienced the word, the power of the Holy Spirit?
唯有在你侍奉时。
Only when you serve.
我以前五音不全。
No,
我跟师母两个都是不太会唱歌的人。
We are very, very bad singer.
但是我们却愿意在诗班去参加诗班献诗。
We are willing to help us sing the chorus in church.
每次一念诗的时候，那个指挥都要说我，为什么老放炮？
Sometimes they always complain about my singing.
因为我抓不准那个拍子。
I cannot get the beat right.
可是每一次到台上去献诗的时候
when I'm on stage,
经过我祷告以后
I pray,
我发现那不是我在唱
I thought it's not just myself singing.
我相信你们做过领诗的人都有那种感觉
I think some of you might have experienced
that. 那个圣灵充满那个能力在你的身上，哇，唱得真好。
You see that God's spirit in you, I can sing so good.
那就是什么，突破你自己生命的极限。
You go beyond the limit of your own strength.
所以你就可以看见圣灵他奇妙的作为。
You can see the wonderful working of the Holy Spirit.
侍奉
serving,
这是扩张我们生命的境界。
Also expand the boundary of our life.
我们如果不侍奉，我们的生活范围，我们所能够看见的，就在那个小圈圈里面。
If we don't serve, we're going to be limited in our boundary.
当你去侍奉的时候
，When you serve.
你可以看到各式各样的一种状况。
You can going to see further.
当你不能够应付的时候
，When you are unable to do.
你跟神祷告的时候
，When you pray to Him.
你更多的经历到神的能力在你身上。
You want to experience God's strength.
Amen.
Amen.
是侍奉，不是为神。
That's why service not just for Him.
侍奉是为了我们自己。
Because we also benefit.
侍奉是神给我。最好的机会
serving God is the best opportunity God gave you
让我的生命能够加速的改变
so that my life can be accelerate change
所以我在想啊，为什么我才信主一年半神就要呼召我去读神学院
that's why I wonder why God called me when I was just a new Christian
我读神学院的时间大概比你们现在在座的很多人都已经老很多了。
You are much older than me when I went to seminary.
因为52岁才去读神学院。
I went to seminary when I was 52.
哦，55岁。
55。
55岁，52岁信主，55岁去读神学院。
I became a believer when I was 52.
我现在73岁。
I'm 73.
大家看起来好像我不像啊，但是我告诉你，啊，如果大家把眼睛闭起来，
If you close your eyes,
你去想一个人
，think of a person，
73岁
，73，
心脏不好
，have heart problem，
要装支架 ，stent， 心脏装支架
，stent，
yeah。
Okay,
而且心率不准
irregular heartbeat
肾脏只有一个
only one kidney left
一个肾已经没有功能
one kidney is not functioning anymore
然后胃还大量出血
I have internal bleeding in my stomach
那常常讲三高有没有
three high
它是四高
now I have four high
它是血压高
high blood pressure
血糖高
High sugar level.
胆固醇高，还有尿酸高，又还有痛风。
有这个。
然后还发现很特别的，还有前列腺癌 ，cancer。
哦，癌 ，cancer。
哎，你想这么样一个人什么样子
？What person that I should look like？
我想，我如果不侍奉的话
，Not for my serving。
我就是你们想象中那个躺在床上的。
I will be that patient in bed。
阿门。
阿门。
今天你看起来不像，是因为我在服侍神。
I'm able because I'm serving him.
我能够经历到神的能力。
I can experience God's strength.
我能够经历到那种圣灵的带领。
I can experience God's Holy Spirit.
让我很愿意的顺服在他的带领。
I'm willing to submit to him.
说神给我的，神给我的。
Whatever God gave me.
远超乎我所求所想。
Way more than what I can pray for.
所以我们不要常常从圣经光读字句。
Don't just read the Bible.
我们要去经历圣经。
You want to experience the promise in the scripture.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brother sister，
现在你愿意让神来用你吗
？Are you willing to let God use you？
在你决定之前，不要管你能不能。
Don't worry about whether you are able.
因为那是神的事情。
That is for God to be concerned.
神在等你愿不愿意。
God is asking you, are you willing？
这才是你的事情。
That is the decision you have to make.
你愿意吗
？Are you willing？
如果你愿意从你的位置上站起来
，Stand up if you are willing。
我为你祷告。
Let's pray together。
再次能够明白，服事是神给我最好的机会。
Help us to understand that serving you is your opportunity, the opportunity you provide for us。
亲爱的阿爸天父
，Dear Heavenly Father。
我们再一次来到你的施恩宝座前。
We come before your grace.
我们向你献上我们的祷告。
We pray to you.
我们说主啊。
We pray, Lord.
我在这里。
We are here.
求你差遣我。
Send me.
求你使用我。
Use me.
让我的生命能够被你悦纳。
So that my life can be usable for you.
我不能。
I'm unable.
但是我相信你能。
But I know you can.
你让我看到教会里面所有的需要。
Let me see the needs in the church.
也让我能够在这些需要上看到自己的责任。
Also, I can see what I can do in these tasks.
引领我在这个教会里面。
Lead us in this church.
有一个很好的服事。
So we can serve you better.
来改变我们的生命。
It change our life.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
差遣我们。
Send us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 我们来唱一首歌吧。
有个是新的歌，
线上国际有这边有。我心切切渴慕于你，我要紧紧地跟随你。